So, so anyway, so the, so here, there, there. So the, so the, as I explained before, what is the mind? The definition, and so that it has, say, yeah, mind. Then that it has a six consciousness and 51 mental factors, and the function of the consciousness is mainly which focuses the essence of the object, what it perceive or focuses the essence of object, and the mental factor focus the same object, but you know, the aspect of this discriminate the aspect of the object, you know. Focus the same object but aspect, you know, discriminate aspect. Like for example, you know, the mind anger, you know, focus the same, like focuses on the person, you know, same object, you know, of the consciousness, but you see, looking, discriminating at the ugly, and then undesirable object, you see, ugly, to the what the anger, you know, you see, the differences, you know, the mental factor anger, then the attachment, so the attachment to focus to the same object, what the consciousness, you know, focus, but the what is discriminate perceived is the as the mental factor attachment is the that object, you know, and it's the exaggerating that object, beautiful, you see. So like that, so body and mind, so mind definition like that, then that is his consciousness. So within the mind, then his consciousness in 51 mental factors. Seven virtuous thought, then 20 secondary delusions, then say, four changeable say, mental factors, then say, five definite, you know, objects, and then they say, then the omni, say, five omnipresent mental factors. the say, contact, feeling, intention, say, apprehension, cognition. So these are five, say, five, say, these five mental factors are always, you know, always, say, exist as a surrounding of the principal consciousness, They are, six conscience. So these five mental factors always exist, always accompany, you see, with the, say, consciousness. like the boss and then the staff, secretary and so forth, the staff members around, you see, like that. So each staff has different job, but everybody's working on the same goal, you see. So like that. so like this. I don't remember whether I counted everything or not. So 51 mental factors. So like this. So each one has its own definition, you know. So now, the mind, which is the existence, which say phenomena, which is formless, colorless, shapeless, but which nature is a clear perceiving object. So and that so the very first mind took place on the fertilized egg, conceived on the fertilized egg, took place on that. So that mind, that first second mind, so that is conceived there, took place there. So that first second mind, the previous continuity of that. Previous continuity of that, you see. So there's no way. So like those external examples, you know, that they have a different, separate continuity, previous continuity, you know. So same here. So cannot be physical, you know. Cannot be the body. it should have its own previous continuity, similar type, formless, colorless, shapeless, you know. So the that there. That you see that you see this way of thinking also might help. Mind is impermanent. Mind is not permanent. Mind is impermanent. Impermanent phenomena. And the definition of impermanence is a you see being under the influence, being under the influence of other, you know, under the control of other, the cause and conditions. Because of that, then it's changing, you know, not lasting, changing and decaying. You know, so that is the definition of impermanence. So mind is not permanent. Mind is all the existence. All the existence comes into permanent and impermanent phenomena. Whatever exists, it has come either in impermanent phenomena or in permanent phenomena. So the mind comes in impermanent phenomena. So that you see, today's, for example, today's mind, say, today's mind is a, you see, caused by yesterday's mind. Caused by yesterday's mind. And see, so today's mind is a should this mind exist by depending on cause conditions? So it is nature of today's mind is changing, decaying, you know, being under the control of the the yesterday's mind, that was the cause. So today's mind is the result of yesterday's mind, and today's mind causes, you know, tomorrow's mind. So like that. Same, this present mind is caused by previous split, you know, they say. So yeah, dividing the seconds, you know, the split second, you know, dividing even the second, then so even the split second mind is caused by previous split second mind. So the present split second mind becomes the cause of the next, split second mind. So then it continues like that. So it is impermanent phenomena. Mind is impermanent phenomena. It is causative. Impermanent because it is causative phenomena, depending on cause conditions, you know? And that's why it changes, doesn't last, you know. So therefore the very first second mind took place on the fertilized egg. That mind is a causative phenomena. That mind is a causative phenomena. Because it's impermanent nature. So that mind which took place on the fertilized egg. So that is the result. that mind is the result. So since that is a causative phenomena, that is a result. So therefore there should be a cause before. There should be a cause before that mind. You see, there should be a cause before that mind, and so the cause of that has. So there has cannot be substantial. Like those other examples, you know, I mentioned. So it has to be its own same. It has to be its own continuation. It has to be the same type, you know, which the formless, colorless, shapeless, which nature is clear, you know, perceiving object, you know, like that. So that is the mind. The cause of this first second mind took place on the fertilized egg. You see, so that is the mind. So that has to be the mind. You know, is it before this life? That is the mind before this life. By this reason, how there's the reincarnation, then the second thing, so like that same, the very last mind, associated with this body. Very last mind, which is associated with this body. That is also continuation, you know. The mind, at the dead time, the very last mind is associated with this body. That doesn't stop. That stop just there, you know. It is its own continuation. So this physical body, like the scientist mentions that, you know, this this world, say, this world, you know, I think this world is made of atoms, you know. So the atoms, say, so they talk about, you see, the continuation of atoms. You see, always this continuation of atoms. So, like that, similar. Like that, similar, you know. The atoms then gather, then one become one different form, then disintegrate, then again the atoms gather, then become another form. It's like that. Or is it like the example of Earth, you know? So like this. As so talks about continuation, you know, atom like that. Same. There's something like that. I think Einstein explained or something in the science, you know. Same thing, the mind also, at the time of death, you see, the very last mind associated with this body also, you know, continues like that. So, however, the second thing is that reincarnation, proving the reincarnation, having the cause, you know. So I think I already explained this present physical body is caused by previous, you know, same type, you know, physical cause, you know, and this first second mind took place on the fertilized egg. So that is caused by its own cause, you know. separately from the body, you know, its own cause. seems a little bit similarity. Then third, the reincarnation proved that due to habituation, proving reincarnation, having habituation before. had habituation before. One Indian pandit, Logan Bao, said, one who do not have a clear power of mind, So, one verse I can't remember. So anyway, the one whose mind doesn't have, mental power doesn't have clarity, and not having clear, not even clear mind, then next one. Without being taught by anybody, you know, able to seek food. So one can understand reincarnation by this. So I don't remember the verse exactly. So meaning is this. for example, the animals, you see, so even though they not like human being, you know, they're so ignorant, you know, so full and sudden, you see, you know, full and mute, you know, so ignorant, you know, cannot communicate like human being. But the animals, you see, the cow babies, you know, as soon as after they were born, you know, as soon as after they were born, they immediately they go to, as soon as they were born, as soon as they come out, you know, they go to suck the milk, you know. As soon as they came out, they go to suck the milk of the mother, you know. So without going to school, without going to college, university, anywhere, so they, you know, without being taught, there's no school in the womb, you know, and in the mother's womb there was no school. Anyway, so as soon as they come out, go to, you know, the mother's breast, you know, to suck the mother's the breast, you know, to suck milk. So that's what he's saying. So the pundit is saying that, couldn't remember, you see, precisely, but the essence was saying, even by watching this, you can see the reincarnation, you know, that there's reincarnation, you know, even by watching the animals, you see, how they behave. So, yeah, and see, this, and I saw in the TV that kangaroo, you know, kangaroo, you see, the baby come, the kangaroo, you know, you couldn't, actually, quite hard to recognize this baby. It was just sort of like blood, you know, come out, then goes up, goes in the pocket, the kangaroo's pocket, you know. So it comes out, then goes up like this, and goes inside the pocket. I think this size, about this size, you know? This size, yeah, comes out and like that and goes in the pocket. So, who taught that? You know? Who taught that to do? You know, there was no school in the, you know, in the womb, kangaroo's womb. You know, there was no school teaching. So you see. So that. Like that, you see, and then you see the animals, you see, what, you know, yeah, you see, then so now this, what makes to do these things, you know, as soon as born, you see, go to suck the milk, you know, where there's milk, you see, you should go to suck that, and then. You see, there are also animals, you see, birds and animals, you see. You see, without being taught, they can, you see, the enemy, the other, you see, the enemy, each animal is their own enemy. So without being taught, you see, without teaching them, you see, whenever they, even never met before, this other animal, you see, the enemy, never met before. But as soon as meet, you know, they attack. Even the very first time, you know, you see, as soon as see each other, they attack. You see, you know, so the very first time, attack, you see, when they meet the other enemy, you know. Just by seeing each other, just seeing, they attack. You see, so who taught that? You see, who taught that? So then, like that, you see, then same thing, making nest. Those incredible nests. The birds make unbelievable. The birds say, they make those incredible, this, by picking each pieces of these sticks of these things, you know, and they make, I mean, I think it's so difficult. I can never manage the one. Can never manage, you know. So I mean, so nicely waved, you know. So, you know, by picking each one, then I don't know how to manage, but they just, they don't have hands. I mean, sort of leg or hands just to hold, you know, but they don't work.
Say that they just know this, but if that mind stream that goes into like a kangaroo comes from a person who's being reborn in the lower realm, where do they get the information from in the first place then, unless they've seen the show?
Instinct to do that, but if that mind stream has come from somewhere else, from a different being, where does the information come from to make the nest? For the eagle, or whatever. So you believe the after human being can become kangaroo? After human being can become So yes. So but do you believe before human being? But do you believe also before human being that you know before human being also happened kangaroo before human being? So it's a So all the human beings have been kangaroo in the past. All the human beings, all the kangaroos have been human beings, and all the human beings have been kangaroo in the past. You know?
Well, if we've had limitless rebirths,
so then, so yeah, yeah. So then, that case, yes. So this, yes, the same, yeah. Mm. So same. So from kangaroo to kangaroo, yeah. From kangaroo to kangaroo. So as you think that's possible, same, you know. Then from human being to kangaroo, then to from kangaroo to human being, then I can back to kangaroo. Same. It's same. It's same. So the same. Yes. The same. Yes. Yes, yeah, same. Same, yes. Mm, yes. It carries same, yes. So now, the baby was inside the womb. You know, baby was inside the womb. And mothers were, while they were in the womb, mother picked up all these things and then all these pieces of wood or hairs or something, you see. They met the nest, then they were born there. But they were not taught how to, they were not shown how to make a nest. You see, when the mother was making a nest, the baby were in her womb. So, you see, but then when they become mother, naturally they do these things, you know. Yes, and if you want to look at the life of the birds, unbelievable, you know. Anyway, so all these things, you see. So now like this. In the West, the answer is instinct. The biology, their answer is instinct. It's instinct, you see. Probably they might reply the same thing, even for human beings. Those, a child who's very compassionate, you see, that doesn't want to harm others. Even they see others harming to killing insects, you know, harming, then you see, get very upset, you know, and probably in the biological science, psychologist or might say instinct. Anyway, animals, that they call instinct. I don't know what they call for the human beings. Child, you see, like that. And then the other type of child, you know, so eager to kill, you know, want to shoot or kill, you see. Violent, you know, nature. So, some very angry nature, some very passionate nature, you know. So even the child, there's a different, without being taught by anybody, you know, without being taught by parents. So, you see, very uneducated parents, very primitive, but the children can be very, so fully awakened, or, you see, it's completely different, totally different quality of mind, you see. So that's easy to know, you see, cannot reject, you know. So probably might be the same answer, I guess, you know, might call in the Echo in the West, it's the psychologist who might call it instinct, right? That I haven't heard other answers for that. So now here the differences. Why this, you know, for children like this, animals like this, why they do this thing like this, you know, without being taught? So now in the West, philosophy than instinct. So now it is answered instinct. But then you never question after that, you know. After it was answered instinct, then you never question how this instinct happened. That's, how does this instinct happen? Evolution of this instinct, you see.
The cells. Yes, and also the instinct. It's a pattern inside the brain or something like this, and all is coded on the DNA.
So it's to do with the cells, yes, different cells.
Small animals are born with the behavioral pattern.
What pattern?
They behave
sometimes.
The small baby kangaroo.
Yes. And
this.
So
I
mean, that's the habit. So there's a behavioral. So whose behavior? Whose behavior? So what the child, what this baby animal does is a. So you mean that? It's so doing like that. It's a habit, what do you say? Pattern.
It's a pattern of movement, and this pattern of movement, they say, I don't know, but they say it's coded on the DNA. So,
coded, it's like, it's like computer, it's like computer. It's like computer, put it there in the brain. It's like information put in the computer. So who put it there? Who put it there? By the mother? By the mother. Yeah, I see. So, So therefore all the knowledge that is not taught in this life, All the knowledge there is, but not taught by anybody in this life. So all came from the sperms. All came from mother's egg and father's sperm. That's what it means. Yeah. So then going back, the very first living being. What was the very first living being? Is there a very first living being on this earth or not?
Yeah. DNA has learned the information has changed of the DNA during the evolution.
Yeah, DNA. What's DNA?
Genetic.
Different cells. Is it labeled for different cells?
Like in a seed, there's the information that makes it become a pepper for a raisin or something else. The DNA is the chemical that has that information to make it that kind of thing. That's called DNA.
So DNA is a chemical?
Chemical inside.
Let's see. A chemical inside the sperm.
Yeah, and
inside every cell?
In every cell, there's DNA, which is the information. So going back to the very beginning of life, going way back. This earth has beginning, no? This earth has beginning or not? Huh? This earth has beginning? It has beginning.
Beginning, there was no DNA.
Huh? Did the living being start at the same time?
No.
Huh? Did the living being start on this earth at the same time? The earth?
No.
Huh?
No.
So after the earth. So how did the first living being started? So there has to be clear answer in order to explain this G and all these things. You see? So it all goes back to the very first living being. You see, the very first living being.
You see? Put a lot of heat, and there was water and heat and energy, and out of this experiment, living cells were growing.
Mm-hmm.
So they expanded.
They're putting a lot of heat. So it means born from the earth. So the original living being is born from the earth, born from the field, born from the earth.
Yes,
and
energy.
Mm. Mm. So,
forming the molecule.
Mm-hmm. So the living being is created by the gas and the...
I think that research has shown that if you combine chemicals and some energy in a particular way, you can generate the chemicals that have the information for life. But I think that's all that we
see
in this world.
So
you can duplicate life in a jar.
Huh?
I'm not sure if you can get replicated systems that are much better. You can overwork the
Huh?
Not quite.
So how the very first living being happened, that's one thing. The other thing is why does the world exist? You know, why? you see, even it is said, if this came from Big Bang, that big one broke in pieces. But why this big thing? Why this Big Bang or big what? This happened. Why this came in existence? What for? Why this exist? So that's the question. One thing is how the first living being started. The second thing, you know, why the world exists? Why came in? So even this peace came from there. Why this came in existence? So there need to be explanation for that. So you see, whether this is creation or not, you know, why it exists, why this happened, why this big, you know, this big that big one, that big world that brought the pieces, and then isn't that right? This is supposed to piece from that. Anyway, so it's a big question. Why it happened? So need to check that. Need to analyze. You know. So in the Western terms, you see, So it seems, you see. So these are called instinct and. see in Buddhist, see. Normally, so it seems, they're called instinct and. Just, you know, then stop there. So in Buddhist, say, in reality, according to the Buddha's teaching, Buddhist philosophy, or according to Buddha's teaching, or in the reality, which is the same, so this what's called instinct in the West. These are, you see, happy, say, these are happened, these are not, not instinct, you know, not, say, that happening without cause conditions, you know. You see, not happening, happening, well, I guess it has to explain what it means, instinct. But you see, usually, normally, which means that, you know, without, if something happened which is without cause conditions. So, these things happen because of previous habit. These things are a result of previous habit. Previous habit. result of habit before this life. You see, that which happened before this life. You see, habit of the same living being, same continuations, the same living being, you know, in the past. Same living being habit in the past, you see. This is the result. So, for example, say, So now here we can use the example of this life. You see, in this life, you see, once our mind can be trained in attachment, once our mind can be habituated in attachment. You see, by thinking the object, you know, by thinking again and again the object, how beautiful it is, you know, by thinking the quality of the object and how beautiful it is. by thinking how beautiful that object is and then clinging on that, you see. So if the mind is directed towards that, if one uses one's mind in that way, you see, then the mind continuously get habituated in attachment. The mind continuously get habituated in the attachment. So you see, so it becomes stronger and stronger, you know, attachment. So the attachment get developed. Even in this life, it is experience. It is our experience, you see. The mind can be habituated more and more in attachment. Now, same, if one thinks, so you see, the desire can be stronger and stronger and stronger, and then you see, can be completely overwhelmed the mind. You see, life is completely controlled by the desire. So you see, goes on and on like that, you see. So another, the other way, so by thinking the sufferings of desire, shortcomings of the object, you know, and you see the negative karma, the suffering results, you know, the problems in this life coming from desire, all the, you know, from this desire, then so many problems, hundreds of problems, you know, can come out, you see. You know, then you encounter, you know, it can produce so many problems. So you see, thinking of these things, and then particularly, you see, then all sufferings of the future lives, suffering, lower realm and so forth, you know, problems in the future life, even you are born a human being, but many problems you have to one has to experience all those things, you know. So due to the desire. So however, thinking all the shortcomings of desire, sufferings of desire, the shortcomings of the object, so how it interfere to achieve, you know, oneself to achieve cessation of the whole entire suffering causes, how it blocks to achieve, interfere to achieve enlightenment, to how it interfere to see the emptiness, to realize emptiness, you know. So however, by thinking like this, then you see mind get mind get trained more and more in, you see, the aversion to the attachment, you see, dislike to the attachment, and mind is more and more trained in the detachment, the renunciation, and the satisfaction. So you see, mind can get more and more trained, you know, by using these reasons, you know, mind get more and more trained in satisfaction, in detachment, renunciation, you see. So then after some time, it's completely cut, you see, the normal, you see, the complete cut, complete, you know, complete cut, the attachment, like that, you see. So even in this life, you see, one can, through meditation, one can, you know, without meditating, mind can become habituated in attachment, on and on and on, stronger and stronger like that. And then life, you know, experience more and more problems, you know, on and on, you see. But then other one is less and less problem, you know, mind get more and more trend in detachment, become more detachment, you see. So, like that. Same thing, the mind, you see, can become more and more impatient, you know, by thinking the wrong reasons, you see, but reasons which are wrong, that say, which makes to rise anger, you know, interpreting that what the person does is harm to oneself, you see, then that is bad, you see, then anger, see, by keep on thinking the reasons, you know, then arises anger, then then the anger leaves imprint on the mind, negative imprint on the mind. Then again, that makes cause to rise anger again. So if a mind get habituated in anger, you know, that way, more get habituated. So makes to get angry easier and easier, like that, you see, due to habit, more impatient. So now similar, if one practice patience by maintaining the shortcomings of anger and all the suffering result of the karma, all these things, how this is not benefit to oneself, others, only harm, so forth, all these things, then benefits of practicing patience, you know, now and all the future life happiness, beautiful body and perfect surrounding people to help you, you know, and then also, quality of Buddha's holy body, you know, through patience. So the beautiful holy body, you know, Buddha, so forth. However, so by training the mind in the patience, so again, leave positive imprint in the mind, then again, you see, mind to become patient, you know, easier. Then later, more difficult to get angry. Easier to become patient, and more difficult to get angry. It's the same thing in the ego and the bodhicitta, same. So whichever we want to train the mind to get habituated in that, you see. So even in this life. So you can see now, so one can see now the present attachment, the present, you see, attachment of mind, this is the result of past attachment. This today's attachment, you know, is a result of it's habituation, you know, it's due to previous habituation, you know, it's a result of previous attachment, you know, the mind today's attachment is, you know, the previous habituation, that the mind is habituated in attachment, you see, in the past, you see. So you can see, you know, even this life, you can see the present emotional mind, you see, such attachment, these things, you know, is a result of previous habituation. Previous means, you know, the yesterday's or last year or year before, all those previous, you see, is a result of previous habituation, mind habituation, attachment. So therefore, today there's strong attachment, still there's attachment, is because, the previous mind was habituated in attachment, you know, in the past. So like this, you can see this one very clear. You can see this example in this life very clear. Those, you see, very difficult to rise attachment, you know, and the mind is always in satisfaction, detachment, you know, renunciation. So you can see in this life through there's so much meditation, and then you see mind trend that way. So you can see it's the result of habituation that also. So now this is very clear. So therefore now, you see, all those things what animal, all this animal does, or human being, the children, the human being children does, without being taught by somebody in this life. So all those are result of, you see, previous, in the past, the mind was habituated in that. Those, the child who is a very compassionate one, in the past, you see, right before this, the mind was habituated in that compassion, you know, or trained in compassion. Similar, who has so much desire, unbelievable desire, you know, the child, right before this, mind was habituated in the desire. So it's a result of that. So therefore there's a past life. So therefore, there's a past life. So the logic is that, normal logic, the child who was born, the mind of the child who was born, who just born, there is a previous mind of that. Because it's mind example. The example, attachment mind. Yeah. Mind that was trained in attachment. So that means, yeah. So that came from previous, you see, mind that was habitual in attachment. So like that, you know. So same. So all the child, you know, who all the mind of the child who was just born, all they all have, you know, their previous mind, previous community mind. Then also normally for us ordinary beings. Normally for us ordinary beings, that even we say it's so difficult for us ordinary beings, so difficult to say to generate virtuous thought, you know, so difficult to practice patience. So difficult to practice compassion, loving kindness. So difficult, to have detached the mind, you know, renounce the mind, you know. This free mind. So difficult to free the mind from desire, to give up desire. So difficult. Even we are able to generate virtuous thought, but then it doesn't last, you know. Even we develop compassion, loving kindness, even through meditation, even we generate, but that doesn't last. Even through meditation, if we generate, see, it doesn't last. It lasts for a short time, and then degenerated. And the negative thoughts coming so powerfully, without any effort, just coming so powerfully, you know. So all these, that is because. In the past, life before this, we had our mind had been habituated, and you see, in the habituated in the three parts of mind, in, you know, the delusions, and you see, from beginningless rebirth, our mind had been more habituated with delusions than the path, the compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, you know, patience, so forth. You see, the renunciation. So that's why. Even when we try to practice, but why is not coming so easy? Why, you know, as we wish, you know, why is not happening like this, you know, as we wish? Why it's so difficult? It's because, because our mind has been so much habitude in delusions, you know, from beginning to rebirth, not so much habitude in those, positive thoughts or the path. So by this, that is a past life, you know. There's previous continued mind in this past life. So that means there's future life. Then the third one is proving reincarnation by the previous the past, say, habituation.